Welcome back to Group Therapy, y'all. I am one of your hosts, Dr. Kristen Casey, and we're just rolling with it. None of my co-hosts are ready, and I'm just taking initiative and saying, we're going for it. And
we have
Justin and Jess. KBI ironically ghosted us, and we're talking about ghosting. Not okay. Not okay. She was a no-call, no-show. Don't know where she is. Mostly going to be talking about relationships, but settle in, take a seat, and welcome to Group Therapy. Ghosting. Let's talk about it. Have you guys been ghosted? That's the question that I want to know first. Have you been the recipient of ghosting?
I don't think in the way I'd like formally define. I've been the recipient of fizzling, where it's like the conversation just kind of dwindles and it disappears. But to me, fizzling and ghosting are different, even though some people may disagree.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like when I think of ghosting, I mean, I know ghosting can happen in real life. I think of it more of like online relationships, like talking and things like that. And if we're thinking about like, especially like romantic relationships, like I've mentioned this, I've been with my partner for 15 years. So like I was never talking to people on like online dating apps.
Before the internet.
Yeah, before the internet. I know, exactly. I'm sure like, I don't know, actually. Nothing that sticks out. I would even say with friends like that I don't talk to anymore, it was more of a fizzling. It wasn't like a just out of nowhere, abrupt disconnect. What about you, K-10?
I think Jess is the ghoster. I could tell. I have a feeling. Like, Jess, if she was dating right now, would be the ghoster for sure. Like,
probably because they don't like confrontation.
Poof.
She's out.
Maybe that's part of it, though, is the confrontation. You know, people don't want to talk about the hard things. I've been ghosted a couple of times. I've been more burned by potential friends ghosting me than I was ever like a romantic partner. You know, like when you make new friends as an adult, it's like such a big deal. And I just kind of feel like I've always been like, oh my God, if they don't like me for me, like it just as a friend, I must be pretty bad. You know, just like always got in my head about it. But what do you guys think the reasons for ghosting are? Or fizzling. I mean, I know they're different. That was a good point, Justin.
I think within the dating realm, especially nowadays, I think it's easy to do. It's just easier to disappear and move on to another swipe and another option than to be like, hey, like we met up. I was getting more of a friend vibe or I just really didn't feel it. And so, yeah, like good luck to you. I know people say that like we could still be friends or stay in touch. I don't think that's a great thing to say. It's cliche unless you really meant it for some specific reason. I think it's better, which we'll get into, just to be authentic and honest. But I think that's hard for people to do. And I don't think most of us have had models in our life that really can be authentic, vulnerable, and to the point. Like, I think that's a skill you develop. And I think it's one you develop by having good models in your life and like practicing it yourself.
Yeah, especially if we're thinking like dating, which I literally have no experience doing. Like, it's, I think of like dating apps and things like that, but the ease of doing so, I think, yeah, avoidance of that discomfort, like, oh, we're not vibing, or like this person is clingy, annoying, whatever. It's just easier to like cut them off, block them, you know.
Say nothing.
Say nothing rather than having that conversation. I would also imagine like even just with social media, whether it's romantic relationships or friendships you're forming or just like people that you make connections with on social media, we're talking to so many people at one time. It could be like overwhelming. So people might just be like, I don't have time for this. Like, or I don't want to put my energy here. And instead of saying that, it's just like, it's easy to cut off communication, especially if that communication is via like an app or texting versus like real life, just not showing up anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had to kind of reframe this in my mind when I was dating. Like, I think that people who ghost really just don't want to hurt other people's feelings. Like honestly, I think that if they knew that it was going to go over well, maybe they would be transparent. But then like Justin's point, like what if they haven't had models for that because I think it's easy to be transparent, but it's probably not as easy to be vulnerable in the dating scene. It's like transparency might be like, hey, you know, we weren't a good fit. You know, we should see other people, whatever. Being vulnerable is like, I really enjoyed spending time with you. And like, I like these things about you and I'm struggling because I don't like commitment right now or something. I'm making this up. Like being vulnerable in that way could be so helpful for the person on the receiving end. But I think when you're in that circumstance, just in my own experience, like, I think people are just afraid to voice how they feel. Like, and I always used to take it personally. I'm like, oh my God, what about me so bad? You know, I even said it at the beginning, but really it might not even be about you. I mean, it might, but it might not. I think it just depends.
I think it really matters of like how much time and energy has been invested. Like, I think as humans, we're still getting used, of course, to this internet, social media, dating realm. And I'm like, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, but like, I don't know if it's ghosting if you've never met the person in real life. I guess it could in like a long-term internet friendship or something like that. Yes, I could consider that ghosting. But if you're just chatting with someone in the app and they stop responding, like for me, that happened all the time dating, like all the time. And like, yeah, it could hurt, especially if you're like, oh, I was excited for this match or whatever. But like, many people are talking to so many people at once. And you're off of like a few pictures, maybe whatever they wrote in their bio, like limited evidence. And you don't even know if they're real. So like, for me, it's like in the beginning, when people kind of just stop responding to you within an app, it can be frustrating and it can hurt. I don't want to invalidate anyone, but to me, that's not really what I think of when I think of ghosting. Like within the dating realm, I mean, like if you met up in real life, like you went on a date or, you know, something like that, and they just disappear and like stop responding to you. For me, it always felt like if I met up with someone in real life, they spent their time and energy, I want to give them truly what's going on with me. But like before that, if I'm having like six conversations in the app or something, it's just the nature of it. Like, I don't know.
I wonder, as you were talking, Justin, I was thinking of, what is that fallacy? The sink-in fallacy, the sunken fallacy, whereas like, it's hard to exit something that you've sunk so much energy and effort into compared to like, it's easy to leave when like you haven't really invested time. So maybe that's part of it too. You know, you don't really want to like completely ghost somebody if you've had somewhat of a connection. Who knows?
Yeah. And you saying that, Justin, goes back to what K-10 was saying when we were talking about our experiences with ghosting, that like friendships that have been like ghosted like hurt worse. Cause I imagine, especially if you've invested more time in the friendship and then they just abruptly like stop responding to your texts, don't respond to your calls, like just like fall off the face of the earth. So I think that was a really good point you made about like the duration of the relationship, the investment of the relationship, things like that. But it also makes me wonder, like, are people more likely to ghost people that they haven't invested a lot of time and energy into? Or are people more likely to, like, that vulnerability and that transparency, are people more likely to have that if they've already invested time? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I saw some quick research that 30% of people have reported being ghosted. But I believe that percentage is probably far higher now. I think that was done in 2020. Yeah. But there's also a bit of research out there that people who ghosted others were more likely to report in the future when they followed them for 4 months, more depressive symptoms.
Really?
So there was kind of making the case that this idea that ghosting is fine or unconsequential is kind of not true. That I've felt that before. Like, I know in thinking about 20-year-old Justin or in my 20s, there are some things that I wouldn't say like anything really bad. Somebody's going to come out of the woodwork and be like, I'm still waiting for you at Applebee's, Justin.
They literally got like the 2 for $20 and like, yeah.
You had to go to the bathroom and I'm still at Applebee's, Justin. You know, those apps, half off that happy hour. I mean, come on.
Okay.
But there were definitely times where it's like, I didn't share my truth at all. And I know I left people wondering. And it was 100%. I just didn't want to hurt someone's feelings.
I've definitely ghosted people too in the past. And I do feel bad about it. And if I think back to them, I was afraid of commitment. I really was. I was just in a place in my life where I just was like scared of, I don't know, being loved in the way that I was hoping to be loved. And it was just scary because I'd never, at that point in my life, I'd never been in a long-term relationship. So I think when I think back, it was so funny because I think it was like 3 years after that, I ended up sending like mass DMs to people. And I was like, I'm sorry, it was me, was it you? Like, I promise. Like, I ended up doing that. I felt so guilty. And people are like, I'm married with 2 kids now. I'm like, cool. Like, we're good now. Like, it's fine. But I felt really bad. But I think the other, the people on the other end thought it was them and it totally wasn't, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just what were you about to say? I cut you off.
No, I was just going to say that, Justin, you bringing up that study about like being more depressed. It is interesting to think about like the impact not only on the person that is being ghosted, but the person doing the ghosting. Because like, you know, I can think of, you know, so many potential impacts of mental health wise of the person being ghosted, like asking those questions like, why me? You know, did I do something wrong? Am I not worthy? Am I all these things? But, you know, just like you brought up, K10, like feeling guilty years later, like there, and I'm not saying for everybody, but I'm sure there is also some like mental health consequences for people that engage in the ghosting. Guilt, maybe
totally.
Fear.
Like, and then I think like taking my psychologist hat off, right?
Yeah, like ghosting somebody. Was,
do we
like,
owe people?
Commitment?
Like, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't really know like the psychology behind ghosting. Really compared to like other topics, but I do wonder like if you spend time with someone or like if it's something short-lived, like really short-lived, maybe it just doesn't work out. No big deal. But I think it just depends on maybe how people take it, like their reaction or impact.
Yeah, there's definitely something subjective about this. And like even though I was saying, I'm like, oh, I don't know if you get ghosted if you've only chatted in the app. Someone listening is like, no, that is. Yeah. And I think that's the interesting thing of like whatever you feel is real. I think for me, it is like I think of it on that time energy spectrum. And as it moves like to the right on the time and the energy, it's more and more pulled, especially as I was dating in my 30s. I was way more intentional. Like I would tell someone off of a first date. If it wasn't it, it wasn't it. And I was like, because I'm older and I'm a therapist. I've done a lot of things. I dated very differently. But I will say, like, y'all have me thinking about ghosting friends. Gosh, I feel like I've done that quite a bit in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm just even imagining, like, me telling someone, I don't want to be your friend. And I'm like, whoa, like, who? That feels way heavier than telling someone, hey, the connection's not here. Like, it's just not a match for me. I wish you all the best. That maybe I've strengthened that muscle and got used to that. Mm-hmm. But the telling someone, I don't want to be your friend. And I know it's necessary. I'm just saying for me, it feels harder to do that.
It does. I've been in that situation. Like, I actually had a friend tell me pretty recently, like, hey, like, we're just really like, our values are just like this, you know, like we're just not aligned. Like, I was like, hey, no big deal. You know, she's a new mom. I don't have kids. So I'm always like, hey, you can bring your kid, you know? But for her, there was like this insecurity of like, I want other mom friends because I don't know if you really see me. And you're like, you're right. Honestly, like, you're right. You're 100% right. Like, I'm not a parent. I really don't know what it's like. So to me, it just kind of felt like I appreciated her for verbalizing that. And I never had any hard feelings about it. But I do think if it's like more about like, you know, personality traits or like, oh, you never, like you're, you know, you talk so much or something like that. It's right? Like, oh my God, sorry for existing. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's harder. It's harder when it's friends, I think. I agree.
Yeah. And I even think of like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of times where like I've probably ghosted people and kind of going back to like the fizzling versus ghosting and the definitions. Like there are definitely friends in my life that I just like have not talked to. And it's not like intentional. It's just like, oh, we haven't talked in over a year. Like it's just – and I'm like, that's not necessarily ghost. I wouldn't conceptualize that as ghosting, right? I don't know. It's just like making me think of like
– no.
Yeah,
I think, and again, I wish our listeners could all yell through whatever device you're on to create this working difference. To me, it's like somebody's reached out and they hear like nothing back. Nothing yeah. at all. Or there's an expectation of, hey, we're going to go do this and do this thing. You either get stood up or there's just, they disappear out of nowhere with no explanation. But yeah, I think just a two-way not talking to me is just like a typical friendship as you get older.
Yeah. Or you're just in like different phases of life or like, and even like, I think I used to struggle with this concept of like, you don't have to hate each other to like not like each other. Like, you know what I mean? It's okay to just like have a difference of personality dynamics. You could love somebody from afar. But I think when it's ghosting, it feels so much more personal because I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, that must have been a big boundary. Meanwhile, the person probably is just busy, you know? So I think it is how you perceive it too. But yeah, I've definitely had friendships like kind of we grow apart and then you could message and be like, oh, I see you're killing it. Love that for you. You know, and it's like an easy banter. But when there's ghosting, it's like awkward. It's like, do you reach out? Do you ever reach out? Maybe not, you know?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'll do the thing where I'll circle back a few weeks later.
Oh, you're one of those.
I'm one of those.
I knew it. I knew you were one of those, Justin. You're like, let me drop this person. And then 3 weeks later, I'm going to show back up.
Oh, no. I meant more like my friend will ask me a very specific question. And I will read it, forget I read it. It'll get buried in my messages. Yeah. I'll wake up in a dead sweat or be like eating my Dairy Queen. I'll be like, shit. And like put down my cookie dough ice cream and scroll in my message and be like, oh yeah, dude. Blah, blah, blah. And it was like a month ago. Like that I do all the time. I need to know what that term is. We need to make up that.
Yeah, what could that be described as? Because that's I think that's actually more common than ghosting because we have so much going on, you know?
Yeah, one of our listeners are come up with a creative term for what that is. You read it, you recognized it, you never responded, and then in a panic, weeks to months later, you respond back. Respawning, maybe? Respawning from the...
Like you left on red, but not...
Respawning, like you respawn in a video game, like after you.
I am done. Oh my god!
I think it might be respawning. They're like, oh, they're a ghost. They're dead, and then you like respawn. Maybe it's zombie, and I don't know.
That is really clever.
I definitely do that as well. Like I'll like get a text and like read it at work and whatever, and then I'll see something on like Instagram or something that reminds me of my friend like a month later and being like, oh, they never responded to that text. And I look and I'm like, no, I never responded. It was me. I'm the problem.
Yeah. I actually turned on read receipts for myself to hold myself accountable because I don't want to leave people on read. So I just like, in my mind, I'm like, let me not click it until I could like respond. And I still do it. And I leave people on read. And one of my close friends, she knows I do this. So she'll be like, hey, so it's been 2 days. Like, I know you mentally responded. Can you actually respond? I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I need to do that. Sorry.
Yo. So I think of this. I appreciate the vulnerability. Y'all make me not feel like a monster over here. But, like, if we're a group of mental health professionals and we're saying, like, you know, we struggle with this, whatever, what advice do we give people when it comes to ghosting?
I wish I could give a blanket statement, but I think it really depends on like your sense of safety within that connection to be vulnerable.
Totally.
I mean, if you don't feel safe, then you can't be like, hey, this is the reason why A, B, and C. I mean, I think there's got to be a level of like safety there, first of all. And if there's no safety, then it's like, I don't really have any advice because I don't know really how I would manage that. But if just say you do, just say you feel safe with that person, just say that person's like really kind and nice and compassionate, I would just ask myself like, hey, what's holding me back? You know, like what's holding me back from being open and honest? Is this something that I could challenge myself on? You know, can I do an experiment, see how it goes?
Yeah, it's interesting when you ask that question because like my thought process went to like, if you are ghosted, how, like what advice? because my first thought is like, you know, try to not take it personally. As much as you can, like there's probably a lot of reasons that a person has, or like we said, when we were sharing our own experiences, it's because, you know, when we've ghosted people, we weren't ready for commitment or we didn't feel a connection or we were too scared. And it probably says something about the other person and not necessarily you. Also, don't let that experience prevent you from putting yourself out there. Because like Justin said, depending on how you define ghosting as well, like if you're defining every single person that you've shared three messages on a dating app that stopped responding as ghosting, that perspective is going to really, like, I don't know, wear you down, right? If you're like, oh my gosh, like my last, versus if you're like, okay, ghosting is truly when we've been talking for X amount of time or have met up and then they just suddenly out of nowhere stop responding. I think also kind of like we've been trying to do, find what's a working definition of ghosting. How are you going to define it? What are some reasons people may do it? And then how can you kind of not take it as personally if it happens to you?
I think there's always the do unto others as we'd want done unto us. I don't even know if that's the exact words. I just tried my best in this moment.
It sounded very nice and philosophical.
Ooh, good. But I think that does play a role of like, what are your values? I think you got to be reflective. Like I said, 20-year-old Justin is not the same as being 39 almost. Wow. Okay, let's edit that out of the podcast. But I'm in a different headspace. Like, I know myself better. I know my values better. But when that happens, like, I think, like, yeah, I would rather, and I, when I was dating even, like, more recently, I had people kind of string me along. They didn't ghost me, but they weren't putting the energy in. They weren't, like, really saying how they felt. And so you're just kind of being like, why are you, like, kind of gone and then you pop back up? Like, kind of that thing is what I've experienced. I don't think I've ever been ghosted. But even that is kind of rough because you kind of feel like you're just, like, on the side as an option.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I always felt like, yo, just tell me. Like, if you're not that into it, like, I would rather know that than you being like, yo, let's hang out or, like, let's go on a date. And then you kind of, like, or one or two words for, like, a few weeks and you pop back up, like, let's hang. It's, like, that kind of energy. I would be like, just tell me. Like, what's sitting with you? Are you not ready for, like, something? Is this just not really quite it or you're not sure? Because every time I did get any feedback like that, I was always thankful. And I already was feeling it anyways. Like, I usually wasn't caught off guard when someone was open and authentic.
I love that. You guys got me thinking about, like, the ways in which people might use ghosting to put up a boundary too. Like, just say they're like, oh boy, like, I don't even know how to handle this. Like, I don't know how to verbalize this. Like, let me just kind of exit. And then I think about one of my friends who's dating right now. Her biggest point of contention is, like, wasting her time. Like, she always tells me, like, one of the state, I feel like I wasted my time. And I'm like, hey, it's an experiment. It's like, you know, just try to see it as, like, the journey, you know, all these cliche things that you tell your friends when they're dating. And I have another friend who, like, could care less about wasting time. And she's like, I'm just going to go date, see where it takes me. You know, I'm just on this ship. I don't know where I'm going. I don't care. You know, and she goes on dates and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't. So I do wonder if there's, like, values that people have in terms of how they might respond to ghosting too. Like, if you feel like, oh my gosh, like, I spent, like, three dates with this person and then they ghosted me. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm wasting my time, or they weren't honest with me. Like Justin's saying, like, maybe you value authenticity and honesty, and that's gotta be hard. But I do think being open about that even in dating is important. Like, hey, if this doesn't work out, let's just talk about it. You know, and that's kind of awkward to say, like, on a first or second date, but, you know.
Yo, but you brought up a great point that I want to re-echo is, like, if safety is a concern, ghost away, become Casper, give them nothing. Mm-hmm. I think that's when I reflect though. Of, like, what are the times, what are the times ghosting has a lot of utility is like when you feel your safety's at risk or for any number of reasons, you don't trust this person's regulation, reaction. Again, from a safety standpoint, not that I don't want to make someone sad, because that's when I get into, like, maybe you're just avoiding the vulnerability. But, like, when safety is a concern, ghost away. Like, I think that's something people need to internalize. Like, those situations certainly happen.
I love that you said that, because I think that there doesn't even have to be any objective data points that you have to latch onto to ghost either if you feel unsafe. Like, if the vibe feels off, feel unsafe. Your gut intuition is technically data because of your past experiences too. It's not just random, you know, it's because your body's trying to tell you something, you know? So if your body's telling you, hey, this is unsafe or this doesn't feel right for me, it's totally okay. You know, I've actually done that with one date. I felt terrible, but then I learned some information later and I'm like, thank God I did that. You know, I was like, thank God I just listened to my gut. You know, it was just like, oh my goodness. And I felt bad for a while. You know, I felt real bad for ghosting. But I was like, my gut just tells me something's off. You know, mm-hmm. it just didn't feel right. So I agree with you. And I want to echo that.
Yeah. And I think it's important to highlight that, like, there are times and situations where ghosting isn't quote unquote bad. Like, and doing so doesn't make you like a bad person. And the other thing that just came up when you all were talking that had nothing to do with what you were talking about other than ghosting is ghosting your therapist. I don't know how we got to talk about this.
I was just going to say that, Jess. Me and you were like,
I was like, we only have like a couple minutes left. How have we not mentioned your therapist? I always tell my clients at the intake, like, if they want to ghost me, that's fine. I would prefer them to like talk to me or say it's not a good fit. But like, okay, have you all been ghosted by clients?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not mad at them. I'm just not mad ever. You know, that's right. Totally okay.
I'd say I worry though. Like if I'm being authentic, I worry. I'm like, God, I hope they're okay. I hope they're all right. But I'm not offended by it. Mm-hmm. But like authentically, there's a few that literally didn't show, never heard from. I'm like, man, I really hope they're okay out there. Because you literally just get dropped in the narrative and you're like, God, I just hope they're all right.
Oh, yeah. I definitely had those feelings too. And Jess, I love that you mentioned that because in the intake, I'm like, there's three options. If this doesn't work out, you are not obligated to be here unless it's court ordered treatment, which I don't do. Is the first, if anything doesn't sit well, talk to me about it. If you feel comfortable, it's up to you to determine if this is a safe space. And if you feel comfortable to tell me these things, that's first off. The second thing is you could just ask me for a referral. Hey, I just really don't think this is like a vibe, whatever. I really need a therapist who's well-versed in this. Can you provide me with a referral? Great. Let's talk about it. No big deal. And then the third is ghosting, you know, but if there's like a risk history, if there's like it just depends on the client, but most of the time, like 99% of the time, I'm like, if you ghost me, that is totally your right and it's your boundary. Mm-hmm. No big, but I do worry too. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And I remember being like in grad school and a young therapist and having that happen and be like, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? Things like that. And like, maybe I did do something wrong.
Sure.
Maybe, you know, therapists do something wrong. But I've also realized like over time, like, yes, there is that worry and stuff. But, you know, for a lot of reasons that, you know, therapy is not or cannot be a priority for people. Mm-hmm. And in my experience where I have been ghosted and the few occasions people will come back like 6 months, a year later, it's usually like, hey, I had a lot going on at that point and I couldn't prioritize it, but I didn't like know how to tell you these things. And, you know, same like you all said, like I never have like hard feelings towards any clients that ghost me. It's more like, I hope they're okay. I hope they're doing well. Sometimes I will say like, oh gosh, I like after our last session, like did I, you know, I felt like it was a hard session. Did I do something wrong and things like that? But now that like I've had that thought, that's the area of my life I have been ghosted the most or have probably seen the most. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's like I think when our clients ghost us, like, yes, we worry and all that stuff. And also we're not everybody's cup of tea. You know, we're not going to vibe with every client. And I think that's so important to own. Like, I am not a therapist for every client. I'm just not, you know? And I think it's okay to say, like, if you have an initial intake or a consult with someone and they just say they show up and it's like, hey, we're vibing and they don't show up again. It's totally okay. You know, doesn't mean you're a bad therapist. Maybe you're just not the right fit, you know? No big.
Yeah. No guilt, no shame. Don't carry those with you.
No.
And if it feels appropriate to be like, yo, this isn't the match for me. Likewise, you can say that to a mental health professional. I want you to know. Absolutely. You can just say, this isn't the right match for me. I wish you well in your profession.
Perfect.
Good. That's more than enough. You don't even got to explain more than that.
You can even send an email.
Boom. I was about to say, it doesn't even need to be face-to-face. Yeah. Email, text.
Hey, your I know a lot of therapists have like a no-show fee. Like, hey, I'm not going to be there tomorrow. Yeah.
Or ever. Again.
I'm actually like, I'm out. Bye. Like, never hey, see
I need
you
to
again.
Cancel I'm out of here. Tomorrow and forever.
And forever, all the recurring appointments, just delete those. And all the appointments, delete them.
Yo, shout us out if you send that to someone ever. Be like, I learned to say this on Welcome to Group Therapy Pod.
Just you see us on the email. Yes, you know what I mean? I never do that. No, that's, I would feel so bad. But oh my gosh. Well, thanks y'all for joining us. Our time's coming to an end now. I hope that this commentary helped you learn more about ghosting. And I love that we talked about all the facets of ghosting, like relationships and friendships and therapy and how it feels for you and how it feels for us and how it might feel on the recipient end versus like the person who's ghosting. It was just such a great conversation. So thanks for joining us. Send this to somebody who's ghosted you. I'm kidding. Don't do that. Send this to somebody who would enjoy hearing more about ghosting. Please don't do that. That's not advice. That was a joke. We'll see you next week in group therapy. Bye, guys.
Peace.